وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن أولى الناس بي يوم القيامة أكثرهم علي صلاة، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. In this ayat kareema, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared that Allah ta'ala is continuously sending salat wa salam on Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the malaika, the angels, are also continuously sending salat wa salam. And then Allah commands the believers, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, you also send salat wa salam on Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith that I have recited, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the person who will be the closest to me on the day of Qiyamah will be the one who sends the most salatu salam upon me. In this ayat, normally that is the translation, but our Honorable Shaykh Arif Billah Hazrat Maulana Shah Hafi Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Adamullah Fuyudo used to say the complete translation is taking the grammatical meaning also in account. That this is what is called Jumla Ismiya, a nominative system, sentence, and also the verb that is used, Yusallun, is Fa'al Mudar. And both these things show to continuity. So the full translation is all the time. Every second, Allah Ta'ala is sending durood, salawat on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Malaika also. What is the meaning of Allah Ta'ala sending durood? The ulama have written, there are two meanings of Allah Ta'ala sending durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Of course, Allah does not do it as ibadat. Allah is Allah, He is Ma'bud, whose ibadat must Allah Ta'ala do. Allah is doing it, that one is the one meaning, when the surah and the ayat of the Quran was revealed, وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَ, that we have made your position, O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very, very high. At that time, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was sitting on the Mimbar Sharif of Masjid al-Nabawi. He asked the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, what is the meaning of this? The Sahaba, who were masters of Arabic and who had knowledge of deen, they said, Allahu wa Rasuluhu a'lam. Yeah, we learn a great adab and respect that they did not act like know-alls. The matters of deen, they said, leave it to Allah and His Rasul. Today also, when there is any mas'ala about a thing being halal or haram, about the sighting of the moon, about a talaq issue, everyone becomes a mufti. That should not be the case. We should leave this to the ulama. That is their department. If it's an electrical matter, we leave it to the electricians. If it's a plumbing matter, we leave it to the plumbers. Everyone doesn't become a plumber and an electrician. So the matters of deen, those people who have got the knowledge of deen, we should leave it to them. So anyway, Allah send the tafsir of this ayat. This is also a grand and unique occasion. Like that ulama will know, we study tafsir of Jalalain, Baydawi, Ibn Kathir, many other tafsirs, but here is a tafsir from Allah Ta'ala directly. And of course, what would be the tafsir of Allah Ta'ala? Allah said the meaning of it is, إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِيَّ, that, O my Nabi, I've made this arrangement in the world, that whenever I will be remembered, Allah Ta'ala, you will be remembered with me also. So we see, for example, due to geographical differences of time in the world, we are making Jum'ah now, other places they are making Fajr, other places they are making Asr, other places Maghrib, other places Isha.
So every moment of the day, somewhere in the world, adhan is carrying on. And in every adhan, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Allah zikr, Allah's Rasul zikr. Throughout the world, 24 hours adhan zikr. And how many people are replying to the adhan? If you take, for example, Cairo, one city with 1,000 minarets, how many adhans? If you take a city like Karachi, how many adhans? A city like Jakarta, Kuala Lumpur, how many masjids, how many adhans? How many people are replying to the adhan? So every moment, Allah's zikr, Allah's Rasul zikr. When we wake up in the morning, the first thing we hear, adhan. First thing we read, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. When we sleep at night, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. When a child is born, adhan in the right ear, iqama takbir in the left ear. So Allah's zikr, Allah's Rasul zikr. When a person dies, and we close the, we read for him kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. We close his eyes, Bismillah, wa ala millati Rasulillah. When we make janaza namaz, with sana, praises of Allah Ta'ala, and Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. So from morning to night, from birth to death, from east to west, north to south, all the time in the world, Allah zikr, Allah's Rasul zikr, wa rafa'na laka dhikra. O my Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have made your remembrance very, very high. The other meaning of Allah sending durood, salawat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that continuously Allah's rahmat is coming down like huge, huge waterfalls on the Nabi of sallam, on the qabr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know the Niagara Falls, the Victoria Falls, how lot of water. And even if a person is standing at a distance from there, about a kilometer even, he has to wear a raincoat. Otherwise, the splashes of the water will make him wet. Yeah, we are standing right near Rauza-e-Mubarak when we go for Hajj Umrah. And we are reading Salatu Salam, and Allah's Rahmat is coming down much more than what all the waterfalls in the world. Allah's Rahmat falls is coming down on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There at Niagara Falls, Victoria Falls, you have to wear a raincoat. Yeah, you have to take off your raincoat of sins, which we have committed all our sins. Go to the Ahlullah, the Mashayikh, and then let them make your Islah. And you take off your raincoat of sin. And now when Allah's Rahmat will come, and you will get full with that Rahmat, see how your life will change. See a new heart that you will have. See your love for Deen. So anyway, that is the durood of Allah Ta'ala. Then وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ, and the malaika also sending durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the meaning of the durood, of the salawat, of the malaika, the angels? That they are continuously engaged in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What if you know any person, or even your motor car, which you love, you like that motor car, your telephone, your mobile phone, it has got this feature, that feature, you can't stop talking about it all the time. Wherever you go, you are talking about it. If you love somebody, you are thinking about that person. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ba'da al-huda tuhi buzurg qissa mukhtasa. After Allah, the greatest personality in the entire universe is Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the malaika know the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they are continuously in the praises of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When Allah Ta'ala Himself declares in the Quran Sharif, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, we have made you so high, your remembrance. When Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not only that you possess great character and morals, but you are the owner, you are the distributor of great character and morals. When Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, we have sent you as a complete embodiment of rahmat and mercy for all the universe. So what is the position of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? when Hassan ibn Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the poet of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, wa ahsanu minka lam tara ayna qad. My eyes have never seen anyone as beautiful and as handsome as you. Wa ajmalu minka lam talidin nisa. No woman has ever given birth to anyone as handsome as you. خُلِقَتَ مُبَرَّعًا مِّن كُلِّ عَيْبٍ. Allah has created you free of any and all fault. We, if we look in the mirror, we might think my nose is too high or too flat, my lips are too big or too small, my complexion is not right. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah made him perfect. كَأَنَّكَ خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّعًا مِّن كُلِّ عَيْبٍ. كَأَنَّكَ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. It is as though Allah created you how you wanted to be made. Allah Ta'ala made you like that. Hassan ibn Thabit says, مَا مَدَحْتُ مُحَمَّدًا بِمَقَالَتِي. I haven't praised Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by my words and my writings. وَلَكِن مَدَحْتُ مَقَالَتِي بِمُحَمَّدِي. By talking about Muhammad, now my thing, what I talk about, what I write, people are praising me by the barakat of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allama Busayri rahmatullah alayhi, the great, great lover and poet, he says that فَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ فِي خَلْقٍ وَفِي خُلُقٍ وَلَمْ يُدَانُوهُ فِي عِلْمٍ وَلَا كَرَمٍ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam surpassed all the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. He beat them all and they could not come anywhere near to him in any way whatsoever. فمحمدنا وسيدنا فالعز لنا لإجابته. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our august and great master. It is our honor that we have accepted Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our Nabi, and Allah has put us into the fold of Islam. So anyone, how much we will have ma'rifat, knowledge, know Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will be also in his praises. And how to praise him is to read salawat. Then Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O believers, my friends, Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. A true friend is he, that what he likes for himself, he likes for his friends also. So Allah is continuously sending durood, and this is also one business. We know many types of business, motor car business, furniture business, gold business, diamond business. But if we don't know, we don't know there is a business of sending salawat on Nabi sallallahu. And this is the greatest business. In my little limited knowledge, yeah, if you, for example, send one durood, you get in return 60 in return. Like you bought for $1 and you sell for $60. You bought for $1 million and you sold for $60 million. And no overhead expenses, no salaries to pay, no taxes to pay, no water and light accounts to pay, for net profit. And not only for this world, but it will go with you in the qabr. It will go to you on the day of Qiyamah. For example, in the hadith, it comes, Man salla alayya salatu wahidatan. A person who sends one time salawat on me, sallallahu alayhi biha asharata. Allah sent 10 salawat on him. Already you made a prophet of 10. A person who sends one time salawat and salam, Allah sends 10 salams on you, 20 of it. You send one salat, 10 of your sins are forgiven, 30 benefits of it. 10 good deeds, amali saliha, are added to your account, 40 of it. Allah raises your position in Jannat by 10, 50 already. 10 malaika make dua for you, 60 prophets of it. So, and in sending one durood, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 2-3 seconds, and you made such a big prophet. It comes in the hadith, a person who will read this durood on Friday, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi alfa alfa marra. It takes 3 seconds to send this durood. And the meaning that, oh Allah, send durood on Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and on his family 1,000 times 1,000 times. 1,000 times 1,000, 1,000,000. So in 3 seconds you send 1,000,000 durood salawat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are encouraged to read this durood on Jummah 1,000 times. So 1,000 times 1,000,000 is 1,000,000,000. So in about half an hour or so, every Jumu'ah, every person can become a real millionaire. Not the millionaires of this dunya, your millions will remain when you go in the qabr. Not one cent will go worth in the qabr. But the reward of your salawat, every Jumu'ah you became a billionaire, all this reward will go with you and it will stay with you forever. What a great benefit. So Allah Ta'ala says that we also should send salawat on Jumu'ah after Asr Salah. Before a person gets up from his place, if he reads this durood, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin Nabiyyil Ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima, 80 times, 80 years of his sins will be forgiven. 80 years of good deeds will be recorded for him. And it takes about 4 minutes to read it. Every Jumu'ah we can get this great, great reward. So Allah Ta'ala has said, he has given great virtues for salawat on Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. And in the Hadith Sharif it comes, إِنَّ أَوْلَ النَّاسِ بِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاتًا. The person who will be the most closest to me on the day of Qiyamah, what a frightening, terrible, dreadful day the day of Qiyamah will be. But a person who will be close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will have no fear whatsoever. He will be in great peace and comfort. And the person who will be the closest is the one who sends the most salawat. And to be the closest, the ulama have written 3 meanings of it. The one is that a person is physically, bodily close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a great honor on the dreadful day of Qiyamah. Then it's up to us. You don't have to have any other qualification. You don't have to be a sheikh, a maulana, a hafiz, the son of a maulana. Whoever you are, whoever sends more durood, the more the people, one who has sent more durood, will be more closer to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is one meaning. The second is that Nabi Ali salatu wasalam will love that person the most who sends the most durood. So if we want the love of Nabi Ali salatu wasalam, it is up to us how much durood, salawat we are sending. And salawat on Friday is one of the special ibadats of Friday. We should consider on a daily basis. We like to call ourselves the lovers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ashiqeen and Rasul. But are we sending even one durood in a day to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? And Friday we should increase our salawat. How many of us are sending even one time, 10 times salawat on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? And we don't need wudu for that. You don't have to be in the masjid. You don't have to face Qibla while we are walking, while we are driving, while we are traveling in the bus, in the train. All the time we can be sending durood on the salawat on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So the second meaning is that the person who sends the most durood will be the most loved by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves, it's clear Allah will love that person. And if Allah loves you, you have got everything. Ek tu mera, to har shay meri. Zameen meri, falak mera. Ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. If Allah is yours, the whole world belongs to you. The heavens and the earth belong to you. And an easy way to get Allah, the love of Allah, send durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the third meaning the ulama have written is that that person will be will get the most intercession, shafa'at, sifarish of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. All of us, we know how many sins we have committed, what wrongs we have done in the brightness of the day and the darkness of the night. Each one of us will be desperately in need of the intercession, shafa'at of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Whoever has sent more salawat, he will get more the shafa'at of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, Al-Bakhilu idha tukirtu indahu falam yusalli alayya. A stingy person, a miserly person, is that person that when my name is taken in front of him, he still does not even send durood. When the durood, the fazail, the virtues, the benefits are so great and so many, a person does not have to be reminded to send durood. On your own, you will be sending salawat. But that person that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's Mubarak name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes in front of a person and still he does not send salawat, the hadith says he is the most miserly and the most stingy person. Like one person, there is an Urdu proverb, Makki Chus. That is a person who is very, very stingy. It's called a person who sucked the fly. Now these proverbs are not thought up by somebody. Something happens and a proverb gets made. A person was eating his soup, curry soup, and a fly fell in the soup. And then the fly started flying out. So he caught the fly, what a dirty, filthy insect, and he started sucking it. That way you can go, that way you're going with my soup. How stingy, how much of soup is on the fly? What a stingy person. But wallah, more stingy and more mean is that person who hears the honorable name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he can't even move his lips. And he can't even move his tongue little. It doesn't cost him 1 cent. It doesn't cost him anything. And he can get so much reward from Allah Ta'ala. There was an old couple, husband and wife, old, all the children were married, they left. So when the husband, the old man, used to go for Isha Salat, then he used to put off the lamp. In the olden days, the little lamp, that the old lady, she finished making wudu, she only has to make Salat now. So she doesn't need any light, why waste the light, save the light. So one day, he forgot to put the lamp off. Then he went halfway to the masjid and he came back home again. He knocked on the door and he told the dog, open the door. I forgot to put off the lamp and I just came and remind you, you must put it off. She said, we are married 60 years, you have trained me so well. You forgot, I put it off. So no problem. And then she said, you're so worried that wick and the oil paraffin will burn so much in that lamp. And you had to walk halfway back, so the soles of your shoe that got worn out so much, what about that? He said, I took care of that. At that point, I took off my shoes and I put it under my armpits. When I reach back there, then I will wear my shoes again. Then she said, you told me I mustn't open the door. Why? She said that, he said that the hinges of the door will get worn out so much. Now how stingy is that person? But wallah, more stingy than him is also that person who reads, that hears the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and does not send durood. Durood is a very, very great business. And there is great profit of it in our deen also, our dunya also, our akhirat also. We should try and send on a daily basis. Average Muslim should send at least 100 times a day durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it doesn't take long. And if you feel it hard, after every namaz, after every salah, send 20 times 5 salah, 120 durood won't take you 2-3 minutes also. And you can do it while walking also. And on a Friday, the average Muslim should try and send at least 500 times salawat, durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every salah, read 100 times durood. While coming, while going, and we can manage, and that person's face will shine so bright on the day of Nabi Ali, on the day of Qiyamah, who sends this durood and salawat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person who sends daily 500 times durood, daily 500, he will see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream. And which Muslim doesn't want to see Nabi Ali salatu wa sallam? And a person who sends 1,000 times durood on Jummah, he will see his place in Jannah. In this world, Allah will show him that this is your mansion, this is your plot in Jannah. Allah will show him before time. So in short, salawat is one of the greatest ibadahs. And it is the most simplest ibadah. And the reward of it is so great. And by salawat, the love of Nabi Ali salatu wasalam will come. The love of sunnats will come. And when that will come, the love of the whole of deen will come. And we will understand deen. We will have love for deen. And to live our lives anywhere in the world according to Islam, the commands of Allah, the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become easy. And durood salawat, this ibadat is so easy. You don't need wudu. If you have wudu, much more better. But you don't need wudu. You don't have to face qibla. There is no any time fixed for it. There is no time in which it is prohibited. Salat at the time of the sun rise, zawat is prohibited. But for durood, no prohibition whatsoever. Al-Ibn Abidin Shami rahmatullah alayhi writes, As-salatu ala al-Nabi mustajabun qatr. that durood on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is 100% accepted by Allah. Even if a person does it for riya, for show, which we shouldn't do, it's wrong. But durood is that ibadat, even then it will be accepted. Durood is that ibadat that will take all your other ibadats into acceptance. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, "O people, on your du'as when you make, read salawat. Durood will take your du'a to acceptance of Allah ta'ala." So it is a very great ibadat. May Allah give me and us all tawfiq, very easy, and to be reading every day, inform our families, inform our friends also. And there is a little card that is prepared, and Firozuddin have given it to him. If anyone wants to, you can get it, and a few duroods are written on there. Or go on the website Khanqa Ashrafiya Islamiya, or go on there, or the blog Hamidiya, and you will find all this there also. So may Allah give us tawfiq to read durood, and with love and with affection, not just to complete numbers. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.